News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
We begin with coverage of the trial of Jeffrey Donaldson and the trial of facts of his wife, Eleanor Donaldson. Just a warning, obviously, some of what follows may not be appropriate for little ears. So if you want to turn off for about 6 minutes and then rejoin us. In the meantime, we are joined by our reporter, Jamie O'Hara, who has been following proceedings at Newry Crown Court. We are at the point where barristers are giving their closing arguments. And prosecution barrister Jamie Rosemary Walsh completed her, or she will complete her closing speech. Sorry, she did complete it in roughly 3 hours yesterday. What did she say?
Good morning, Anton. Well, Rosemary Walsh, she started off by talking to the jury about the suppression of feelings as what she said was a coping mechanism by people in general, which she then said allows us to get through the day. Now, she urged the jury to use their common sense also about memories. That was after saying that neither complainant A nor complainant B has a full or complete recollection of the alleged abuse. She says certain memories are vivid while others are fragmentary. Ms. Walsh said, "We are not designed to have years and years of life memories at the front of our brains." She said complainant A had developed a coping mechanism to try to live a normal life while complainant B had buried her memories deep and, she said, tried not to be a victim. But Ms. Walsh said there are turning points where resolutions start to crumble and issues bolt to the surface. Now, on the issue of why the two women didn't report this earlier, Rosemary Walsh said that's a perfectly legitimate question to ask. She then says hopefully both complainant A and complainant B have articulated to the jury why they did not. She said they are ready for this now, but they were not when they were younger.
And she continued on the theme of memory when she told the jury that both complainants remembered distinctive incidents and said that the pain and hurt were clearly visible when the women gave evidence.
Yeah, that's right, Anton. In relation to the alleged incident where the woman said Jeffrey Donaldson had touched her breasts in a room, Rosemary Walsh said that complainant B had not known the words to explain what she said had happened to her as a child, that she was afraid that she was to blame and she wishes she could go back in time and scream and shout. And Rosemary Walsh said that the complainant now has to live with not having done so. Then in relation to the allegation of rape, she says that complainant B said, "What happened will live with me forever." If I move to complainant A, Ms. Walsh said her allegations are not something fabricated on a whim, but rather something carried as a burden for a long period of time. Now, if I move on to a meeting at the Christian Centre between Jeffrey Donaldson, complainant B, and the operators of the centre, David and Linda Hoy. Anton, the trial previously heard Jeffrey Donaldson said no allegations were made to him before or during the meeting. And then during the prosecution closing speech yesterday, the jury were told everyone, including Mr. Donaldson, knew the meeting was about a serious allegation. Rosemary Walsh said, "When you step back and look at the evidence, Jeffrey Donaldson shut that meeting down. He knew this was something that needed to be dealt with. He took control of that meeting. He was not there to have a chat or discussion. He was there to manage a problem, and he did that very well indeed." And she said Jeffrey Donaldson is willing to lie and change his account. And she said there's no reason why complainant A or complainant B would make up allegations against Jeffrey Donaldson, whose search for cheap forgiveness, she said, permeates the case.
And of course, Rosemary Walsh was setting out the closing arguments for the prosecution, which were then rebutted by Jeffrey Donaldson's defence barrister, Kieran Vaughan. What did he have to say?
Right, Anton. He told the jury that they have been bombarded with noise. Noise from outside, noise from social media, noise from newspapers, from TV reports and podcasts that will not help them to reach a true verdict in this case. He said the people on the outside have not listened to the evidence day in, day out, and he asked them to consider the evidence without fear or favour. Now, he said the defence do not fear the evidence, but do fear the jury could be swept along, he said, in a tide of emotion that could lead them to a conviction. Mr. Vaughan told the jury this case comes down to the word, essentially, of complainant A and complainant B against the word of Jeffrey Donaldson. And he said there's no medical evidence, no forensic evidence, or no witnesses who could come forward.
Now, as I understand it, he also talked about several points that he described as either a framework or rules of engagement for the jury to apply when they were considering what had been presented to them. What exactly was it that he was suggesting to them?
So this was a four point framework, Anton, the first point of which was that these allegations relate to a very long time ago. He asked the jury if they were accused of something from 40 years ago, how they could possibly defend themselves. How could you prove you hadn't done it, he asks. He said the passage of time is a real difficulty for his client, and he asked the jury to keep this in mind. He also said the presence of Eleanor Donaldson is another thing the jury must consider, that she's in a position to deal with certain issues that he says her husband is not in a position to deal with. The third consideration of this framework is the police interviews with Eleanor Donaldson. Mr. Vaughan says they're relevant in her case, but they are not admissible against her husband. And then fourth, he says, is that in the cold light of day, the question posed to Jeffrey Donaldson during his cross-examination by the prosecution about why the complainants would make the allegations up, Mr. Vaughan says it's an almost impossible question for any defendant to answer. He said it's not as easy as, why else would they be here unless they were telling the truth? And that if that was the case, there would be no need for any juries or barristers to be involved in any cases at all, ever, anywhere. And he says between truth and lies is a million shades of grey, and points to two internal safeguards built into criminal trials, he says. The prosecution must prove the case, not the defence, and before convicting anyone of any offence, they must be sure. He says suspicion or might have done it is not good enough, that they have to be sure. In terms of the allegation of rape against complainant B, Mr. Vaughan says that there's no medical evidence, no complaint immediately afterwards, no witness to say something was wrong with complainant B afterwards. And then when dealing with the allegation that Jeffrey Donaldson had attended this meeting at the Christian Centre with complainant B, you know, to apologise for allegations of sexual abuse, he says that in all the time the complainant spent with the operators of the centre, she never mentioned any allegations to them, and that sexual abuse was not mentioned in that meeting once.
Jamie, thank you very much for that. Jamie O'Hara there following proceedings for us at Newry Crown Court.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.